You're with us for the morning show. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. We're checking in now on the governor's task force on climate change. Governor Tony Evers issued an executive order back in October to create a 32-member task force charged with coming up with policy recommendations on the changing climate. Their deadline is August. What specific problems or areas should the governor's task force address? What are the state's most pressing problems as it relates to climate change? Have you made lifestyle changes that help our planet? Join in 800-642-1234. Amber Meyer-Smith sits on Governor Evers' task force on climate change, and she's vice president of programs and government relations at Clean Wisconsin. That's a Madison-based environmental organization. Amber, welcome to the Ideas Network.
Well, thanks a lot for having me, Kate.
Why do you think the state needs to address climate change right now through a task force?
Well, this is really the problem of our generation. We are facing some major impacts, and we're already starting to see them here in Wisconsin and here where I live in Madison. So we need to get a handle on the problem and prevent the kind of impacts that we're already seeing from happening in the future.
Okay, so what role should state government have on this front? What do you want to see done through government efforts?
Well, government really can be a leader here, both in terms of encouraging things like more clean energy for our state, but also, you know, incentivizing different practices that we can all take, things like use of more electric vehicles that reduce our carbon emissions, other, you mentioned lifestyle changes that people can take, but government plays a huge role in being a leader, telling people what the challenges are and how we can all collectively make a difference.
How does Wisconsin rank in comparison to our neighboring states on efforts to combat climate change?
You know, I would say sadly right now, Wisconsin is at the bottom of the pile in terms of addressing climate change, but we are starting to make a comeback, and I'm really excited that the new leadership of Governor Evers and Lieutenant Governor Mandela Barnes are going to take us in a different direction. For instance, I look at a statistic like the fact that Wisconsin once had more solar energy than Minnesota. We used to have three times more in 2010. Minnesota now has 16 times more solar and five more times wind energy than Wisconsin does. So unfortunately, I think under past leadership, we have gone to the bottom of the pile. Unfortunately, there were some efforts like getting rid of scientists at the DNR because they talked about climate change and scrubbing climate change information from DNR's website that the past administration did that didn't put us in a great position, but now we're in a new position, new leadership, and we're really already making huge strides towards getting back into a leadership position in the Midwest.
So I understand that, Amber, the task force has met once and it's tasked with making these recommendations to the governor in August. What are some initiatives you expect to address with this group?
Well, we heard some really fascinating presentations at the first meeting. We talked a lot about solutions that are really win-win-win for Wisconsin, and that is really exciting, and I think we should all be excited about that. Things like I mentioned renewable energy. We need to reduce our reliance on carbon emission or on coal-fired power plants and get more renewable energy for our state. That's going to help with climate change. Renewable energy is really one of those win-win-win solutions where if you are getting more renewable energy, you're stabilizing your energy costs, you're creating jobs, and you're improving health because people aren't dealing with the impacts locally of some of that dirty energy production. Another win-win-win solution that we think about is using nature. Our forests, our agricultural lands, and our wetlands can be huge sequesters of carbon, and that is going to be a win-win-win for our farmers, for some of those very important industries in Wisconsin, like agriculture and forestry, how you can use urban opportunities, like more tree plantings to cool the your surroundings more. So those are really great win-win solutions. There's a lot of other things. There's probably lists of hundreds of different options that we could take as a state to tackle climate change. Electric vehicles comes to mind.
So it sounds like it sounds like the task force will have to do some prioritizing. Talking with Amber Myers-Smith, a member of the Governor's Task Force on Climate Change. She's Vice President of Programs and Government Relations for the environmental group Clean Wisconsin. Let's go to Rod now, joining us from Weyerhaeuser. Hi, Rod.
Hello. Thank you for taking my call. I have a question. You know, can we get help? Could put any government help, you know, if it's off property taxes, say, for example, through the state and maybe through the federal, to put up solar panels? Because I was talking to one company, All Source Energy. You may have heard of them. They're based all over the United States, but the regional base is St. Paul here, and there is an office in Eau Claire. And that's another thing I was wondering if you know of any recommended contract.
Yeah, Rod, thank you for the call. Amber, is there anything through the state that helps people get access to solar?
You know, there are a variety of incentives, mostly at the federal level right now, but I think it is a really great question because some of those incentives are scheduled to end in 2020, and I think people should be thinking about how you can take advantage of those now. There are options at the commercial level for putting some of the costs onto your property taxes. I don't believe that those exist for private citizens right now. Wisconsin still has not tackled a big issue, which is how individuals could own solar panels and be selling that energy back to the utilities. It's called third-party choice issue, which does provide some limitations for private use, but there are still a lot of different options that people can take advantage of. And Rod, if you wanted to follow up with my office directly, we'd love to talk to you about some of that and how you can take advantage of it.
Rod, thanks for the call. So, Amber, as this task force brings awareness to an issue like climate change, the 32 members will meet again and again, come up with some action plans, action steps. But what happens after the task force dissolves and concludes its work? Do you see these recommendations going into action?
You know, I certainly hope so. And I think that that is the governor and lieutenant governor's intention by doing this. They want to know what are the things that Wisconsin should be doing. And those recommendations will be delivered right before the governor starts writing his next state budget. They'll be delivered right before the legislature starts planning for its next legislative session. So I do think that these recommendations will be front and center for action by decision makers come 2021.
Where have you noticed the impact of climate change here in Wisconsin?
Oh, geez. I mean, it's really easy to look at all of the flooding that we're experiencing right now. And it's very easy to see how that is linked to climate change. This is the wettest decade we've had in 100 years. Scientists predict that, you know, these 100-year flooding events that would only happen once every 100 years, they're now projected to start being 20-year events. And that's really scary. I mean, from a private property standpoint, from an infrastructure standpoint, how much money it costs to rebuild that, not to mention all the cost to families and psychological damage. I look at other statistics like our number of 90-degree days is expected to triple by 2050. So those are some pretty scary things that we really should all be focused on getting a handle on and doing everything that we can to prevent them.
Climate change isn't a topic that everyone tends to agree on. What are some things that we can agree on in this realm? Where do you see the common ground?
You know, I mentioned those win-win-win solutions where you really, everything is worth the action. Things like renewable energy that has plummeted in price, making it a very, very cost-effective option for all of us to take advantage of. Using those kind of huge industries like forestry and agriculture in our state to do more sequestration of carbon. Those are great solutions that are kind of no-brainers, to be honest. But the other place that we can agree on is the science. I mean, those predictions that I just noted, one of the presentations that we got was from WICI, which looks at climate change impacts. And they look at something like ice cover. And it was kind of fascinating to learn that just here in Lake Mendota, we have one of the longest records of ice cover on the lake in the entire world, records dating back to the 1800s. And the ice cover pretty steadily declining over mm-hmm. that time. So the science is very clear, and it's showing us that we need bold actions.
Amber, very quickly, when does the task force meet again?
I think that we're slated to meet in February, and I do believe that they intend to do some amount of hearings in other areas of the state and give people a chance to weigh in on climate change and what should be done and the impacts that they're seeing.
Thank you for joining us.
Thank you so much, Kate.
Amber Meyer-Smith is on the Governor's Task Force on Climate Change, and she's with Clean Wisconsin. News is next here on the Ideas Network.